My brothers and sisters, the readings for this Sunday is very hard for us to accept because it's so challenging, because it's so real, because it's so poignant, and because it really challenges us deep from within. St. Paul in the second reading today tells us that every good gift comes from the Lord, and we're called to be not just hearers, but doers of the word. My brothers and sisters, it's very easy for us to bring politics into the church instead of letting our faith shine forth in our very own life, our deeds, our words, our actions. My brothers and sisters, we're all human beings, and we're being pulled all over by different ideologies, by what people say, by popular opinions, or by our own egocentric desires or agenda or whatever. We have to remind ourselves that it is very hard to change ourselves. It's always a tendency to change other people, to blame other people, to scapegoat other people, or to think that other people are wrong or they are the cause of this or that. But the word of the Lord need to change us first. Because even in the gospel reading today, my brothers and sisters, Jesus reminds us that we need to transform our life into his disciples. My brothers and sisters, as a chaplain in the United States Armed Forces, I can tell you this, that it's very hard to bring the good news to those who are our soldiers, our troops, or the ones who are serving our nation. They're very patriotic, they're very hardworking, and they're trying their hard to keep the rules. But many times, as we have seen in the armed forces as well as in society, people are very busy, or they say that they believe in God, but the words of the gospel really never permeate or never take root deep from within. So how can we evangelize? How can we live faith? Or how can we bring people to the Lord in a more pluralistic, secularistic, and humanistic world, where we are being told to live our dream, do what is right, but then have really very little regard for the life of faith? How can we bring God into that? In order to emphasize this point, go back to what the Second Vatican Council said in her dogmatic constitution of the church in the modern world, Lumen Gentium. My brothers and sisters, you are the light of the world. You and I are the light of the world. Therefore, the job to be missionaries, to be disciples, to be the one who preached the word that no longer for priests. It's for you and I, whatever state of life we're in, we're called to preach the gospel. And what do I mean by that? Whatever state of life you're in, if you are a worker, if you are a business owner, if you are a shopkeeper, if you are a student, if you're a husband, if you're a wife, if you're children, whatever state of life you're in, you and I can bring the life of faith, the light of Christ, to other people by how we live our faith. Words are cheap, my brothers and sisters, and in the day and age of what we call social media, people have become more vocal, vindictive, angry, or very human-driven. We talked a lot, but we really have not talked about God. We talked a lot only about ourselves, what we want, what we think about politics, about the things that don't matter, the things that cannot change. But we have not changed ourselves. Whatever state of life we're in, whether I am a priest or you are the lady, whatever state of life we're in, we can preach the gospel by how we live. Don't go out setting our mind and changing other people. Set our mind to change ourselves first. The word of God need to change you and I. And one of the prayers that I love the most from Mother Teresa's sisters, every time they go to Mass and after communion, they say this prayer, and they say that, I am translating it from Vietnamese into English for you, but they say that, Lord, let me radiate your love, not by my words, but by how I live. So that even in my darkness, my failure, my brokenness, my limitations, let your love radiate through me, through my kindness, my action, my caring, by how I serve you in the poorest of the poor. My brothers and sisters, this is what we're called to do. Because words are cheap. We need to live our life so that the love that we have for Christ Jesus is in living in our very own smallest action, our own smallest words, so that even if people don't believe, they can see somehow, hey, this person is different. This person is different. I don't know how to make sense of that, but this person is different. And perhaps when we live what we believe, that our values and our love for Christ Jesus that have been living through acts of service, to self-giving, self-donating acts of service, will bring other people into that conversation. Hey, why do you have to be kind all the time? Hey, why do you do the sign of the cross? Hey, why do you say grace? Or hey, why did you choose the priesthood? Hey, why did you become a Christian? Hey, why do you believe in Christ Jesus? That become a conversation. A conversation that no longer justified ourselves or say that I'm better than you, or a conversation simply by telling people I believe because I know that Christ Jesus loved me and I love him. My brothers and sisters, I can tell you right now that there have been times in my life, recent as well in the past, I have been misunderstood as well at being blamed for because of who people think that I am. Because I am a priest, or because I tend to be seen as someone who represent religion or represent a remnant or a resemblance or the things that people had a sour taste of because of what they have experienced in the past. Sometimes I have seen people been rude to me, say things that are very hurtful, or somehow rejected me because of who I am. And it's very hard to distinguish that, people do not have to like us, people do not have to really accept us, but we do not need that in order to live our life. How we respond to those reactions, how we respond to those raw emotions, are what make us disciples. For the word of God changes us. My brothers and sisters, kindness, service, sacrifice, and all these things that we hold that dear Christian values, change ourselves first. Do we going to react an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth when we don't get our way, when someone hurt us, when some things don't go our way? Or will we choose to love, to abide by Christ, and to allow Christ to make our words or action be like him? Lord, I choose to love. Lord, I choose to love you, and because my love for you, help me to serve other people for the love of you. My brothers and sisters, we're called to this radical self-giving service because we love Christ, because we want to follow him, because we are no longer just hearers of the words, but doers, because Christ has changed us. So my brothers and sisters, whatever state of life you're in, whatever state of life I'm in, we're called to preach the gospel, not simply by words, but by how we live. This world is hurt. This world is full of cynical and hopeless thoughts that chase after endless dreams of vanity, and it needs something greater. And that love for the transcendental, the eternal, for something greater comes from you and I. We can always lead people to Christ, even when we fail, when we're limited, even when we're weak, because we love Christ and we allow His love to be radiated in us and through us. My brothers and sisters, we're all missionaries, not just for priests, not just for religious, not just for a few people. We're all missionaries. We're called to bring the light of Christ into this world. So step back, reflect. What can I do this week? What can I do this week? In very simple, unpretentious, unrighteous, like unself-righteous way to bring Christ by how I choose to serve, how I choose to care, how I choose to be kind, how I choose to love, and how I choose to be patient, forgiving, merciful, and compassionate toward those who are around me. How I choose to be more Christ-like in my own life. How can I do it? This is what we're called to be. Take some moment, reflect, and pray on how we can be disciples for this world and in this world. God bless you.